until after the election that Democrats claim would possibly have kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. Joy, a wealthy campaign donor to Republican President Donald Trump, appointed to head the U.S. Postal Service, said that cost-cutting measures that has been taken at the deficit-ridden agency will be put on hold until after the election to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Trump has claimed, without evidence, that massive mail ballot schemes will lead to widespread fraud and a rigged election against him. House Democrats say they plan to vote in an unusual Saturday session on Saturday for some extra $25 billion in funding for the postal agency and to limit changes for the Postal Service. A bipartisan investigation into Russian efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 U.S. presidential election found that Moscow successfully used a complex web of operatives and active measures to ensnare members of the President Trump's campaign, in some cases leaving the incoming administration open to manipulation. The Senate report also found that the FBI's investigation of the Russian meddling in the election was flawed. While firefighters in Brazil say strong winds and hot, dry weather making it difficult to battle thousands of blazes burning in the Pantanal area of the world's largest wetland. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research said it spotted more than 3,000 fires in the first 2 weeks of August, five times as many as the same period last year.
And a Zimbabwe judge disqualifies the lawyer for jailed journalist Hopewell Chigono. Those stories and more are coming up on Daybreak Africa. Mali's M5RHP protest movement says the group will forge ahead with its planned demonstrations calling for the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. This comes as latest reports say rebellious soldiers arrested and detained President Keita and top government officials. Reuters news agency said President Keita was being detained at his residence in the southwestern part of the capital, Bamako. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday condemned the arrest of President Keita and called for his immediate release. Dr. Ramata Sissoko Cisse, president of the Change in Mali movement, says what happened Tuesday in Mali was not a military
who wants change in Mali.
Dr. Cisse, would the protesters welcome the removal of President Keita if it happened through the military means?
Well, the people are asking to be protected by the military because they are there for the people, not for a government. What we're saying is we want the president to resign peacefully, democratically, by the will of the Malian people. And we are asking the military to protect people. Now, they're not involved in any politics. They will not be involved. This is not related to any coup or anything like that. The military will not take power. It's going to be the people of Mali who will decide to run the country the way they wanted to run their own country. So we don't want the confusion here. Everything is clear in our mind. We are a civic movement, and we are standing for the right of people.
Jau is Amnesty International's regional director for Western Central Africa. She says Amnesty has called on Ivorian authorities to undertake a thorough and impartial investigation into the allegations of human rights abuses.
Since the protest started a few days ago, we have tried to collect information from the ground because we have partners and contact, of course, in Côte d'Ivoire. And we've been able to collect several testimonies that confirmed what we have probably seen in those videos, showing that police officers were apparently allowing groups of men, some of whom were armed with machetes and heavy sticks, to attack protesters that were demonstrating against President Alassane Ouattara's decision to run for a third term in office.
Atop tribal clashes in the east and west of the country, Political analyst Ahmed Abdul Ghani says the new wave of protests could represent a real challenge for the power-sharing government. He says if these protesters' demands for reforms are not met, wider anti-government demonstrations are expected against the transitional authorities. On the peace process, the transitional authorities recently announced the completion of security procedures with the rebel groups and said a final agreement could be signed within a few weeks. The transitional government has also pledged to hand over Bashir and allies of his regime to the International Criminal Court to face trial on war crimes and genocide charges related to the Darfur conflict, which left 300,000 people dead and millions displaced. The former president and his aides are currently in a federal prison, awaiting trial on charges of undermining the constitution in the 1989 military coup that brought them to power. Naba Muhyiddin for...
Voting veterans, you know, like retired or army officers who have left the army. So there are two issues here.
Do you think this is happening because the government might think he is in violation of election law, because you are not supposed to, according to the Elections Commission, to campaign, you are only supposed to campaign virtually?
Yeah, you're supposed to campaign virtually, but then the guidelines that they issued, they allowed that you could meet limited numbers of people physically. And it's happening all over the other political parties. The ruling political party, for example, are holding big rallies, processions. So this is selective justice.
The general made a comment on Tuesday saying that he knows how to...
contempt of court, but I don't know under what law the prosecutor general can prosecute me. And also just look at the absurdity of it all. The prosecutor general moves for my removal from the case before a magistrate who now says the same prosecutor general must prosecute me before the same magistrate's court. I mean, it's like a circus.
The judge said that a copy of the judgment has been made available to the Law Society of Zimbabwe. What does this mean?
It means he's saying to the Law Society it must look at whether or not I must be deregistered as a lawyer. Am I still a fit and proper person to remain being a lawyer? That's what it means. The Law Society